Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to the show. Today I have an old friend and longtime guest on the show, the editor and publisher of the Intrepid Report, Bev Conover. She's an award-winning journalist. She's a former newspaper editor. The Intrepid Report was formerly known as the online journal in 1998. I think, Bev, you're the only person I know that's been doing this work longer than I have. So welcome, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's my honor to be here, Maria.
I know, it's been a while. And, you know, you and I thought we were covering the biggest story of our lifetime with the stolen election of 2000. But I got to tell you, wow, that looks like a million years ago and a walk in the park compared to this election.
Unbelievable.
All right. So let me ask you this, because there have been a lot of other people doing what I do that just quit. I mean, they just quit. With this last election, they didn't even want to cover it. They just quit.
Yes, I am running into that with some of the writers, and I keep telling them, if you quit, they win.
Right. But, you know, in a way, I can't blame them. You know what I mean?
Maria, I have never been so discombobulated over an election as this one. I mean, my head was just spinning. And, I mean, let's face it. You know, they were scared about Hillary and the war she was going to start. So, I mean, Hillary was not the best choice. I was hoping for Bernie, but
Right, so was I.
Didn't get Bernie.
Well, you know, her big mistake was pushing Bernie out, because Bernie would have swept the election.
Yeah, well, and basically Hillary did. I mean, she won by almost 3 million more votes, and Trump will keep saying he has a mandate.
Right. He has no mandate.
Did you look at his Twitter account today?
No. What did the idiot say today? You know, I wake up wondering exactly that every morning. What did the idiot say in the hours I was sleeping?
Oh, I check his account all the time. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And this guy, I mean, this guy is really going to start trouble with his damn Twitter account.
I don't understand why that's allowed, because I remember when Obama took office, he said one of the things he was going to miss the most was his iPhone. So
well,
I don't know.
BlackBerry.
Right, his BlackBerry, right. So how is this guy allowed with his little fingers to start world wars in his Twitter feed?
I got to keep laughing. If I don't, I'm going to go mad.
I know. I mean, this is really like living in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you and I mean, we've been hanging in there, you know, with George W., the idiot king. But I didn't think anything could be worse than that. And where people want to keep ripping on Obama, and he's no saint either. Look at the mess that Obama walked into after Bush walked out. I mean, to me, it's a miracle we're all still alive and breathing. And yet now we're going to go through the same thing times 100 with this administration.
You know, he had a convicted felon at his New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, Joe Socks, I think, or Joe No Socks, is that his name?
Yeah.
Well, he also had some Saudi pals of his there, too, from what I understand. And who charges money to come to a New Year's Eve party? Only the Trumps.
First of all, the question is, which we don't know because he won't release his tax returns, I don't think he has the money he claims he has.
I don't either, and I think he's indebted to a lot of these countries as
yes,
well.
Yes, he is. The Russians hold big chunks of his debt, and I am not a Russia basher. I mean, I don't know what Putin is up to, whether he thinks he can manipulate this guy, I don't know.
Of course he can.
Russia is not our enemy. Russia's done nothing to us.
Mm-hmm.
All the countries that we have destroyed did nothing to us. So, I mean, here we go.
Right. Well, how about yesterday when he's pushing on Korea and pissing off China?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's a total asshole. I mean, there's no other way to describe him.
He's dangerous.
And he's out of control, and there's no one checking him. There's no one putting him in his place.
It's beyond him. I mean, this man is a classic clinical narcissist. And the only thing that counts in this world is Donald Trump. And boy, I'm telling you, the people that did vote for him, of course, we're all going to suffer, but they're going to really get it rubbed up them good.
Absolutely. I mean, the people that use most of the social welfare in this country are Trump supporters. I mean, how could they vote against their own interests?
I don't know. It is a good question.
Well, maybe it's, you know, part of the dumbing down of society and the crap education in this country.
Oh, my God. The education, can it go any lower?
I don't think so. But I guess it will, because every time I say that, something worse happens.
I mean, look what he's picked for an education secretary.
I know. Mrs. Amway.
Right. Her husband's a scion of the Amway Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And she hates public schools.
Exactly. Well,
I mean, look at all of his picks. Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, a total racist, by the way. A group of the NAACP, including the NAACP president, got arrested yesterday for sitting in Sessions' office in Alabama.
I saw that this morning, too.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it just... Day after day, and I mean, we don't even know all where he is involved in the world. I came across a thing the other day, and I can't even think of the guy's name. He, I guess he's got his job back. He was the Speaker of the Parliament, the House in Indonesia. He got himself arrested for this crap. They let him off the hook, and now he's back again.
Right.
I mean, it just...
The world has gone mad. Welcome to the Twilight Zone. I know. Well,
and then Trump's going to have his finger on the button.
Yeah,
and
that's
the guy who said, you know, why can't we use these nukes?
Right. He gets pissed off at Alec Baldwin on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Lord, yes.
So imagine what he's going to do when a foreign leader, except for the dictators that he seems to be fans of, has something to say about him.
I mean,
this is the family. This is the guy that's going to make America great again.
So
you got to wonder, what is his idea of great? When you look at the millionaires, you know, I'm thinking 1920s, you know. The millionaires, billionaires in his cabinet. The racists, the religious freaks in his cabinet. This morning, I was reading a piece that said his choice for agriculture secretary, Sonny Perdue, is one of these fake Christians who honestly believes that you can pray away drought. And he's going to be the Secretary of Agriculture.
Right. That works so well, right?
Right. Now he picked a Wall Street attorney to take on Wall Street. I mean, this is the guy that, you know, defended the banks during the crash.
Right.
I mean, you know, you couldn't pick worse. You know, why not, somebody said, why not Chris Christie for Department of Health and maybe Charles Manson for Public Relations?
Well, how about his Treasury Secretary pick? He's the guy, what was that bank in California?
You mean Goldman Sachs?
No. It was a California bank.
Oh, Munchkin, I call him. You mean Mnuchin? Yeah. Yeah, his bank, was it First Bank or One Bank?
Right, and they were foreclosing on everybody. They foreclosed on was it one woman because she was 27 cents short on a payment.
Right. Well, listen, you know, you and
excellent guy, Treasury Secretary.
Well, what about Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State? What the hell? ExxonMobil right in your face. An ExxonMobil Goldman Sachs administration, open and not afraid to show it. I mean, come on. This is like he wants to run this country like a business, but we know how he ran his businesses. That's the scary part.
He was an absolutely terrible businessman. The corporate media let him get away with all this stuff. I mean, look at the bankruptcies. And I remember, what was it, the late 80s or early 90s, where he was so broke and in debt, they had to put him, remember, they put him on a budget?
Mm-hmm.
Am I the only person who remembers that period?
Right, right. But hey, you know, everybody believes the hype. You know, first of all, I never believed in a million years this guy would get the nomination. Okay. Not that he had anybody good running against him because they all sucked. But America's so fascinated with celebrities and we always celebritize the worst among us. And I think it was his celebrity status, you know, people saying, oh, I like him because he says what he feels. You know, doesn't that remind you of the crap they said about W? Even though he was an idiot, I mean, he's going to look like a Rhodes Scholar by the time we're done with Trump.
Oh, yeah, because Trump does not read. He may go through, you know, he gets all his news from the corporate media or Fox News.
Right, he hates the corporate media, but when you ask him where he gets his news, he says from TV. I mean,
yeah.
I don't want a president who gets his news from TV. I don't even believe TV news. But he won't take any intelligence reports, and he'll take the word of Russia or Julian Assange over 17 intelligence agencies. Does he think they're going to actually give two craps about him if he's in trouble?
You know, I have a problem with intelligence agencies. They lie.
Of course they do. But, you know, he's been comparing this.
We don't really know who hacked the DNC.
Right.
And I would not be surprised if it wasn't an inside job, that, you know, stuff was leaked out. But, I mean, I am so sick of the Russia bashing. You know, like, what are we going to do, wind up in a nuclear war with Russia?
Well, my guess is it's going to be China instead. With Hillary, it would have definitely been Russia. And with Trump, it would be China. And when people were asking me through the election, as they do since the world began, you know, oh, why don't you promote this candidate or promote that one? Look, I learned a long time ago that our vote doesn't matter, and it's one big club, and we're not in it.
No kidding.
You know, when you look at yesterday, I was like totally floored when I saw on TV at the gym that both the Clintons and George and Laura are going to be at the inauguration. I said, how much more in your face, it's all theater, do people need before they wake up?
I don't know. What we have to do, though, is try to pull people together. We're all in this together. We need to educate the kids, which we're not getting any education. Actually, you have to educate a lot of the adults, too.
Right.
They have no sense of knowledge of history.
Right.
They know nothing about civics. They can't even, I just saw a thing the other day, that boy, the 25% of the people don't know what the three branches of government are.
Listen, I saw a video where, I think it was the anniversary of Kennedy's assassination, and I saw a video where they were asking this young person on the street, you know, did you hear what happened to the president, you know, talking about Kennedy? And the kid said, yeah, I heard he was in a car accident. Oh, my God, I said, you know, but, I mean, people are so stupid and willfully so, you know, because a lot of people just want to go with the rah-rah, sis, boom, bah, don't do any homework. And you and I both know if you don't learn from history, you're going to repeat it. I just didn't think we'd repeat it in 8 years.
Well, if it's a variation on a repeat, it's never exactly the same, but it is a variation.
Right.
I remember being in a store one night, and my husband wanted a copy of the latest release of the Zapruder film. And we were looking all over for it. We couldn't find it. We came across this clerk. Oh, she was probably in her early 20s. And he asked her about the Zapruder film. She looked at him so peculiarly. And he said, the JFK assassination. And she said, who was JFK?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was the last gasp for a chance America had. I always see that song, you know.
Right, he had to go.
Right.
And I am of the belief that every president since has been warned if they don't toe the line, what will happen to them.
Right, they will probably have to see the Zapruder film, probably the unedited version, which we still haven't seen. Bev, I saw this morning that the state of California is hiring Eric Holder to defend California.
I didn't see the article yet.
Now imagine when you have to hire Eric Holder to defend your state against Trump's federal government. I mean, what kind of country is this? America's done. I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh my God, everybody's getting ready for a fight. Everybody from the AARP to the Black Caucus to women, you know, there's going to be a huge women's protest march on Trump, gay groups, young people. They expect that this is going to die down. I have to tell you, I don't see it dying down. I see it amping up.
Well, I just said I saw Bernie on Maddow last night, because I rarely watch her anymore. But
right, she was a big fan of Hitlery, too.
Bernie was talking about, during his campaign, you know, going across the country, meeting people and so forth, that there is a lot of hope out there. But the problem is they have us so damn, I can't even say divided, they have us fractionalized.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the biggest problem. This is how Trump got the White House.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can bring people, because people, according to Bernie, and I have to say, he makes a lot of sense, most people want what all of us want, fairness, justice, equality, and we can do it, but we have to pull. You can't. You know, Bernie, in my book, waited until the last year to decide he's going to run for president and thought he was going to turn everything around. It can't happen. It should have started back in, oh God, what year do you want to start with?
Right, but you know, the shadow government would never have allowed Bernie to take office. You know, they always pick, you know, who's going to wear the suit. They never lose. You know, the backers, the same factions that gave us the assassination of Kennedy, the same people that gave us 9/11. And now I guess they want to give us World War III. So what were the chances,
you know,
really, that Bernie had a shot?
They are really not the smartest people.
Mm.
And the people themselves, if they can get their act together and put aside all this petty nonsense that makes no sense, and the government should be involved in half of this stuff anyway.
Right.
We have the power, collectively. We have the power. And you know, I have argued for a number of years. I said, you want to change this system? I said, we can't fix it. We got to change it. What's wrong with a social democracy?
Right.
I said, all you got to do, we just have a big thing. Everybody except first responders stay home.
Oh,
we can't do that.
Well, I've been saying general strike for more years than I care to say.
But not just a little general strike with this group and that group.
Right.
Collectively.
Absolutely.
We all can do it, other than first responders, because we don't want people dying.
Right.
We stay home. What are they going to do? You know?
Right. I mean,
if they don't have the peons to run the offices and the factories, such as factories we've got, what are they going to do?
Exactly. What would the rich do if, you know, they didn't have all their peons to do all their labor and work for them? I mean, most of them wouldn't even know how to wipe their butt if they had to do it on their own, you know, let alone, you know, take care of their own business. But these people are, you know, they're sociopaths, so you can't make sense of them.
But we can defeat them.
Absolutely. We have numbers. I mean, there's power in numbers. I learned that a long time ago. But when you look...
going to the streets with all the damn laws they've passed, now they've passed some more. Now the members of Congress can't even protest on the floor of the House.
Right. Or they'll be fined if they take pictures.
So what's left to us? Stay home. That's not illegal yet. Just stay home. You're not going to get your head broken. You're not going to wind up in the hospital with medical bills and lawyer bills. And just stay home. Stock in enough food and water or whatever the hell it is, you medicines that you need, and stay home.
Yeah, but you could live in a climate of fear, Bev, where everybody's afraid. If I don't go to work, I can't pay my bills. So I'll lose my job.
The thing. They've got to get beyond that one.
Right.
How long is it going to take?
Nothing. And we could bring this country to a stop. Right.
How long is it going to take?
It wouldn't take long. I'd say 3 days maximum.
Well, I give it a couple of weeks. But anyhow, this is what I have advocated. And I know I get the argument, can't do that, can't pay my bills. Well, you know, then you're going to suffer. Are you going to pay your bills with what they're doing to you?
Exactly.
And this Trump says that the minimum wage, $7.25 an hour, is too high. People can't live on that.
Right. Well, he lives in a golden cage.
Well, of course he does.
Right.
I mean, across this country, people can't even make enough money to rent an apartment, much less buy a house.
I know. I was just talking to a young woman yesterday with the same complaint. You know, and here in Arizona, even though the voters voted and passed raising the minimum wage pathetically to $12 an hour by 2020, the Chambers of Commerce is here, even though it was voted on and passed, fought it. They took it to court. And yet they lost. So even at $10 an hour, this young woman, she's, you know, she's like 30, she's got a child, she's working two jobs. She says, we can't afford rent.
Right. Right.
So, you know.
What are you going to do with these people? Shoot them?
Well, maybe that's their goal. Maybe that's what all those FEMA camps are for. For anybody except the super elite. And now it looks like, you know, Trump wants to get his brown shirts out there. I'm sure you've seen Kellyanne saying how people that speak against Trump should be punished or have the FBI after them.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I made that list of 200.
I probably made that list the day I was born.
Well, I'm talking about that propernot.org, that weird website that the Washington Post wrote a whole column about it.
Oh, you mean with the fake news you're talking about?
Yeah.
You made it? You made the list?
That we were either being paid by Russian intelligence or volunteering our services to Russian intelligence or are useless idiots.
Well, up is down, down is up.
So there was Intrepid Report.
Wow, I kind of felt bad that I was once again blown over. But what could
Craig
be more?
Paul Craig Roberts is on the list. Can you believe this?
Who?
Paul Craig Roberts.
Huh. Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, of course, I read Intrepid Report every day and I cover a lot of your stuff on my show, Bev. And I was interviewed on a show in England on Pizzagate. And when I didn't follow the conspiracy crowd's points on that and talked about the Flynns before it was even announced, I got called every name in the books, demonized, accused of being a Mossad agent. I was like, God, I wish I was. I'd have some money in the bank. Although I read in the Israeli Times this morning that they're looking for female Mossad agents. I said,
there you go.
Maybe I should apply. But thankfully, the very next day, you published Wayne Madsen's article on Pizzagate. So I took that article, and I mean, I blasted it everywhere. And don't you know, people were saying to me that Wayne Madsen is CIA and a spook.
Oh, for God. Wayne Madsen years ago, first of all, he was Naval Intelligence. And he worked for the NSA for a while. So, I mean, he knows the inside. I don't agree with Wayne on everything he writes, but overall, right, I've been publishing Wayne's stuff for years.
Right.
No, Wayne is one of us.
I said, what? He's like one of the best investigative journalists this country's ever seen.
Well, the things I won't touch is when he comes up with some of this sexual stuff. It just goes against my grain. I mean, I'll just leave it at that.
Well, listen, you know, but here's the thing. You don't have to agree with everything everybody says or writes.
Oh, of course not.
But everybody has the right to say and write whatever they want. You know, but I think that's a right that's going to go away real quick under this administration.
But I am still seeing people who are on the left who have totally bought into Pizzagate. I mean, I wouldn't touch Pizzagate with a... You wouldn't believe the number of articles I did not publish during that whole Pizzagate thing.
I didn't want to touch it either. And then when I was asked about it, even though I told the host, don't even go there, I'm not that familiar with it, I'm not going to read those emails, blah, 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 because my intuition just told me it was BS. And the truth of the matter is I've been covering real pedophile rings for 20 years with David Icke. You know, he names them by name in his books with the Catholic Church. You know, the Catholic Church rampant with pedophiles. And all of a sudden, everybody got all wild over this. And I'm like, are people just waking up that this has been going on like forever on this planet?
Well, again, you got to blame the corporate media for some of this crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so outrageous that, you know, Hillary's involved in a pedophile ring. And they're running kids through tunnels under, what is that?
Under that pizza store. But here's the thing. But here's the thing. Two of my other co-hosts, Jack Blood, one of them, said that his friends worked there. That none of that was true because he basically was on the ground. Another one sent some of his people there, and there's no basement. You know, but people want to jump on anything. But when you tell those very same people that 9/11 was an inside job, where we have tons of proof.
You know, I think a lot of this crap with the type Pizzagate stories is the totally the discredit true conspiracies.
Absolutely. That's my thought exactly. That's exactly it. And now they call, you know, they're worrying about fake news. We've got nothing but fake news since I could remember, since I was a little girl.
Hey, you've had fake news since the beginning of time. All that has changed is the way of disseminating it. So now we have the internet, which we can do it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, what is fake news? It's gossip. It's basically gossip.
Right.
When you take a little thing and you blow it up out of all proportions, and all your neighbors believe it. So, I mean...
Right, but look at how much of that was slung from both sides during this election.
Well, what does the government do besides propaganda?
Exactly. Look, we still don't have all the papers on the Kennedy assassination. All we got sold was a bill of goods on that story.
Well, what about... the former Yugoslavia. I mean, they did nothing to anybody.
Right.
But people bought into that. I remember Christiane Amanpour was pounding away on that. How about Iraq, Afghanistan? I mean, we can go on and on. Remember Afghanistan with what's-her-face, Condi Rice, about mushroom clouds?
Right. And let's not leave out the yellow cake and Valerie Plame and... You know, when Trump says that he doesn't trust the intel because they said there were weapons of mass destruction, doesn't he know that the intel never said that? I mean, I interviewed Scott Ritter. He was a UN weapons inspector. He said there were no weapons of mass destruction. Valerie Plame and her husband said the same thing. Intel...
Well, Valerie didn't say anything. It was her husband who went to Niger.
Right.
And it was no yellow cake. She's the one that got it in the neck for it when they outed her.
Exactly. And no punishment to Cheney
don't
for
remember.
That.
If you say Valerie Plame, the most people, they'll look at you strangely and say, who?
Exactly. Well, they don't even know who Kennedy was. You can't expect them to know who Valerie Plame was. But when you look at it, I mean, even David Kelly in the UK, he was murdered because he said there was no weapons of mass destruction and they were sexing up the dossier. So the intel was right, just like on 9/11 when George W. chose to ignore the intel because he was on his, you know, day 800 of his 800 days vacation.
Yeah, and all I do is criticize Obama, who goes on, what, one or two vacations a year?
Right, I think he's taken like 200 days off max when George Bush had like 850.
I don't even know if Obama's taken 200 off, has he?
I think I saw a figure, something similar to that. But look at Trump. He doesn't, number one, doesn't want to live in the White House. He wants,
I
you know.
I love what he's costing the people of New York.
New York wants them gone. He's killing business in New York. He's ruining traffic. And he's also making all his properties, and now, to me, a terrorist target. I wouldn't want to be living in Trump Towers for free right now. Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, you look at it and it's just so crazy. And I just don't understand how anybody already looking at him backtracking on so much he said, it was just campaign rhetoric, blah, blah, blah. My thing is, when his fans and his voters turn on him, that's when it's going to get ugly.
It's going to happen. Look what they want to do to Obamacare. Okay, Obamacare's got problems. We should have had a single-payer universal system. That's what these stupid Republicans should be looking at now.
Exactly.
Not crapping the whole damn thing up with no replacement.
Right. Well, and you know that Obamacare
Trump, everything that comes out of his mouth is practically a lie. You're shocked when he tells the truth.
Exactly.
He was raving on his one of his tweets yesterday that... The premiums for Obamacare have gone up 116%. The average is about 20%, which is not good, but it's
right. But what they fail to realize is the government promised subsidies and then Congress voted against it, thus the price of Obamacare going up.
Well, it's the same thing with their Benghazi crap.
Mm-hmm.
When the State Department asked for more money to protect their embassies and whatnot.
Right, the Republicans
said no.
Exactly.
But nobody's ever asked what the ambassador was doing in a supposedly consulate, which is actually a CIA safe house, in Benghazi.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it was all Hillary's fault. Hillary did it.
Right, and look at the money they spent investigating that, but they won't investigate the... whether it was a Russian hack or not, they don't want to spend any money on that.
No.
It's all about, you know, Hillary. And with all the crap she took from Trump, you know, she's still going to show up at his inauguration. And people are commenting on her online of what an extreme, what a lady she is, this and that. People don't get it. It's one big club and we ain't in it, just like George Collins said so many years ago. Bev, we got to take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
She's been called Paula Revere, the mother of the internet and even a legend. The mouth that roars, roars all truth without any input from corporate, religious, or political affiliations. Rhea's in it just like you are. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Commercial-free talk providing a real education in a world filled with lies, cover-ups, and propaganda. Subscribe now and encourage your friends to do the same. Feel good about supporting real media that supports you and all life on this planet. Pick a subscription of your choice and get started on the journey down the rabbit hole. If you are financially challenged or a senior on a limited income, please send an email to maria@maria.net and she will work something out for you. There's never been a more dangerous or exciting time to be alive. Education is a necessity now. Stay informed. Subscribe today at www.meria.net.
Okay, welcome back. I'm speaking with my good friend, the editor and publisher of Intrepid Report. Get over to the site, check out her work. You can get it in a newsletter, intrepidreport.com. There's a live link here. She's been online since 1998 serving the public because none of us are getting rich on this. Unless, of course, you got rich on this and I didn't know about it, Bev.
Oh, I wish.
I know, even the Mossad's starting to look good to me.
Oh, you think I should sign up for that?
Maybe we should. I don't know. I said, man, maybe if I was a little younger, what the hell? Why not be a spy?
At
least they get paid. I read this morning that Ivanka Trump is actually going to be moving pretty much next door to the Obamas.
What?
Yeah, they're renting. I guess they're renting or buying a house right next to where the Obamas are moving after they leave the White House.
I thought she was staying in New York with the kid.
I guess she's got to stay. No, I'm not talking about Melania. I'm talking about Trump's
Ivanka.
Real wife, Ivanka. I guess she's got to stay close.
Getting the East Wing office. I mean, I love that.
Well, you know, listen, you know, I think she's his real wife. Okay. From Mr., you know, with Mr., you know, grab him by the pussy. I have never seen a man so insulting, so disgusting, so low life in his way of thinking about women as this pig in chief.
You know, when I look at his son, Barron, because people started rumors that Barron was autistic, I think Barron's a chip off of Papa. You notice that child never smiles?
Nope. No,
and
he
you look
does.
At his eyes and you look at his father, I think he's going to grow up to be a carbon copy of Daddy.
Well, that's even my father used to say, the apple don't fall far from the tree. Look at his sons. Look at his other sons, Beavis and Butthead.
Oh.
Yeah. How about, Mister, how many times did he accuse Hillary of pay to play when every single thing they've done and they're not even installed yet? Is pay to play.
Oh yeah. $525 if you were a member of his Mar-a-Lago or whatever for his New Year's party, but if you brought a guest, that was $575.
Right. What a bargain. You know, when his sons put out, which they of course want to deny, you know, $1 million to go hunting with them. Or get your picture taken with either the Beavis or Butthead or their father.
Killing rare animals.
Exactly. Killing off what little is left of rare animals.
Do you realize they also own a vineyard in Virginia?
Well, isn't that the vineyard where he's trying to get his workers imported under the same visa program he took his wife in under?
Yes.
So he's going to bring back those jobs.
He's supposed to have a drink. I love that.
Right.
We had Trump vodka. I wonder if he served that at his...
he probably sells you a drink at his party that you already paid to get to. But you know what? That's the way whores are, okay? Whores like to get paid. And this is the biggest family of whores I've ever seen in my life, okay? And they are about to descend on the White House. So maybe they should change all the bulbs outside with red bulbs.
You know, if we had a Congress, which we don't right now with all the Republicans controlling everything, they would impeach him the moment after he took the oath of office.
Right, but what are the chances that the Democrats are going to do anything? Okay, come on, let's be real.
The Democrats really can't. I mean, it's the damn Republicans.
They've never fought dirty. They never fought fire with fire, you know.
No.
You can't listen.
We're part of it. Come on.
Listen.
They really know better.
I understand. But you know what? I grew up in Brooklyn. And, you know, this high road, low road crap. Yeah. When somebody's punching you in the face, you're not going to say, I'm going to take the high road and walk away. You're going to punch back. And I've never seen them do that.
Did you see a thing? I saw somebody put up a graphic this morning and I haven't had a chance to check it out. Where Trump made a remark about Ruth Bader Ginsburg that her mind is gone and she should resign.
Oh, he said that a while ago.
Well, he did say it.
Right, but he said that a while ago. Because she had said something to the effect that if he, you know, if he got elected, she would quit or something. That was months ago. And then, you know, she had to apologize. That's the other thing. I don't understand all these Trump apologists out there. Why are people continually apologizing for him? Oh, he typed that, but he didn't mean it. He said that, but he didn't mean it. You know, his promises on the...
There's an awful phrase, walk back. That's not a walk back. It's a lie, and you can't take it back. The bell has been rung. You did it.
Right.
is just like the editor of the Wall Street Journal. He's not going to call Trump's lies lies.
Right.
Did you see Dan Rather's response to that?
Yeah, lies a lie is a lie is a lie.
Right. So, I mean, what are we dealing with? The major media, the corporate media, as I prefer to call it, is gone.
Right.
And they now want to get rid of us.
Well, yeah, now we have a Ministry of Truth, compliments of the NDAA passage on Christmas Eve.
Oh, man.
So, if people had never read 1984, it's more than past time for them to read it.
But 1984 is tame compared to what's going on today. I mean, every place you go, they snoop. And the ability to snoop keeps getting worse, mm-hmm. where they can use this radar now to look through the walls of your house to see what you're doing in there.
Right. And let's not forget all the smart appliances. Yeah.
Then you get a guy like Paul Ryan, who is so enamored of Ayn Rand, all of his staff has to read her damn books. I mean, you know, if you're a teenager and I read all of Rand's books. You're a teenager, it's one thing.
Right.
But when you're an adult, you realize that this was one miserable, horrible person.
Exactly. Who, by the way, from what I'm my understanding, lived off the dole plenty of her life.
Excuse me? Oh, well, after she got cancer, after screaming about government help, what did she do? She applied for Medicare.
Exactly.
Oh, I knew a person who sat at her knee, so I got ears full of what went on there. Mm. And you did not oppose her. You opposed her, you were out the door. I mean, what is wrong with these people? That this lunatic woman is more popular now than when she was alive.
I'm not getting any argument out of me. What did you think about as soon as the first day Congress goes back, they try to get rid of the Congressional Ethics Committee?
Right. Well, that was the bipartisan committee they got rid of that reported their findings to the Congressional Ethics Committee, the House, whatever. There's another lie. Trump is taking credit for that, and the corporate media is giving him credit for that. It wasn't Trump
that
he tweeted out, and it wasn't that he was opposed to this. He just didn't like the timing of it.
Exactly.
It was all the phone calls from the people. That's why I say there's a lot of hope in the people if we can get them to come together.
Well, Bev, I got to tell you this. How many years have you been doing what you're doing with that intention, same as myself? And yet I see people getting further and further apart.
Because they keep splitting us up. I mean, they scare people over immigrants.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Islam may not be a pretty religion. Maybe of the three Abrahamic religions, it's the worst one of the three. Because, I mean, it's not just a religion. It's also political. It's a way of life.
Right.
But Muslims aren't doing anything to us.
They didn't do anything to us on 9/11 either. But that was their ticket to demonize an entire race of people.
This is awful.
I agree. And now you have the gay haters. I'm getting reports almost every day.
Oh, and the trans haters and the woman haters.
All right.
And the abortion haters. I mean, as I say, they have fractionalized us.
Well, it's like Trump made it okay for everybody to do that because he acted like such an asshole through the whole campaign, even making fun of that handicapped journalist.
Oh, God.
You know, I mean, in any other time and space, this guy never would have got the time of day, let alone the nomination for the ugly things
he
did.
The first time he opened his mouth with some of that nonsense, he would have been out.
Right, but it's almost like he's given the crazies among us the A-OK.
And then he turns around and says, well, that doesn't count anymore. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Exactly. Well, he didn't think the hacking was important. He said, let's move on and get on with our lives. Doesn't that sound like Bush after 9/11, you know, or Rudy Giuliani, come back to New York, we're open for business? And they didn't even want to investigate 9/11. Right. They didn't even want to investigate 9/11. You remember how long it took?
And if it wasn't for Giuliani turns my stomach.
Right. If it wasn't for the Jersey wives.
The Republican convention was like a lunatic let loose.
I know. Well, I listen. I've said it for years that anybody running for office should have to pass a psychological exam. Not that we ever got the, you know, physical exam on Trump or a or his tax returns, which he promised he would show once he got elected. We're still not seeing that. He had inside information on the intel with Russia that he was supposed to give us yesterday. Now it's maybe Friday.
Maybe.
Maybe never. Maybe the 12th and never. But people still want to believe, and that's the part I really can't wrap my head around.
Well, when he starts messing with their health care insurance, we'll see how much they want to believe.
Well, yeah, you know, the coal miners with their black lung are realizing that they're about to lose their health care.
Right.
And they're the people that voted for him.
To bring their jobs back. First of all, it costs too much to mine coal anymore. We have renewable sources of energy, which are a lot cheaper.
Right.
It's just like he's going to bring all the jobs back. What's he going to bring them back to?
Well, how about bringing his jobs back? He's still importing foreign workers, even though 300 Americans applied for that job at his vineyard. Okay, I think he hired 6 of them, but he still wants to bring them in from foreign countries.
Well, he has a whole history. He hires undocumented workers. Mm-hmm. He doesn't pay his suppliers. But I mean,
exactly.
Oh God!
And coal was replaced coal was replaced by the market. There's no market for it. You know, what's he gonna do when the AI robots continue to take jobs?
I was just gonna say that. Now we're gonna have the robots coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So, we need a whole new system. What we need?
Absolutely.
And if the Constitution is written. Realizing that when they wrote the Constitution, it really wasn't for the people, it was for them to protect their interests. But the Constitution itself, as written, is a good document. Let's put it into practice. Let's have a social democracy where everybody is treated fairly.
Exactly.
These millionaires and billionaires, where do they think they're going to get more of the money when the people have none?
Well, they got most of it already, so a little is left. Listen, to them, money is power.
I mean, you spread the money around, you put up a national bank so the government borrows from itself and doesn't have to pay interest.
Well, we had a couple of presidents that tried to do that. We know what happened to them. So, you know, you don't
see... things that somehow we got to help people understand. I mean, when you look, and of course we're trying to wreck that too, when you look at the post-World War II Europe, they came up with social democracies. Well, France the other day now made a law that you don't have to deal with email outside of work hours.
Right.
Surprise, surprise. Those people and the Germans and that get how many weeks of vacation a year?
Mm-hmm.
The French don't work, what is it, about 35 hours? I know they were trying to
help
it.
You look at
what's wrong with that?
Right. You look at how much time mothers get off from work once they give birth, child care, health care.
They don't have to worry about going bankrupt if they wind up in the hospital.
Right. So we're the third world country.
Yeah.
On our way to maybe being a fourth world country.
They keep telling us we're exceptional.
We're
exceptional. Right? Exceptionally stupid.
Exactly. That's what I say. Absolutely. That's exactly it. You know, you talk about social democracy. When I first started my show, 17 years ago, one of my first guests was Dave McGowan. And at that time, he had a book out, I think it was called Understanding the F Word, Fascism in America. And he suggested a form of social democracy and got demonized for it. And I believe his work ended up costing him his life.
Well, you have this thing. I mean, what have we heard all of our lives? Communism is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Socialism is bad. How many people have read Marx? And it's a lot of pie in the sky in Marx. I am not an ideologue. So, I don't subscribe to any of these particularly. Mm-hmm. But if you take the good parts, where people make enough money to live on, to raise their families, mm-hmm. have health care, this is not going to stop somebody from becoming rich because they have a talent.
Right.
I agree. What's going on in India, and that really is disgraceful. India's not that. How many billionaires? Well, the majority of the people in India don't even have damn toilets.
And not just that. India now is, you know, cashless. They immediately just took all their cash away.
Yeah.
Testing.
Can you believe that?
Well, that's a test for the cashless societies. It's starting in India, but you know that's going to spread around the world.
Oh, yeah. They're working on that.
You know, in the 60s, when we talked about when credit cards were first coming out and people would talk about a cashless society, everybody thought those people were crazy.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, here it is. And what amazes me is that most people don't notice it, don't care, and are still waving that flag. So, I mean, you know, some people are predicting deflation this year. My sense is we're going to see inflation this year. And a whole lot of deregulation. Just like
we
saw.
Well, they
want to
get rid of all the regulations. I mean, you know, just let it run wild.
Well, they want to get rid of all the departments. It looks like every department a cabinet pick is a person who's either sued that particular department, you know, whether it was the FDA or whatever. It's like they want to destroy it from the inside out.
Yeah.
And he's picking all the right people to do it, and most Americans still don't see fascism, you know, just moving across the country.
They don't understand it. I bet you most people couldn't even tell you when World War II was.
Oh, God.
Well, I know.
I try to stay hopeful, but this election was like the grand finale. I actually thought about quitting. I was like, oh, God, I don't want to cover another election, let alone this one.
Yeah, it's that thought strikes us all from time to time. But if we do, then what?
Exactly. Then the world goes down even quicker. And, you know, listen, I have kids, I have grandchildren, and I got a lot of friends that have new babies. And, you know, how can we not do what we do when we have such beautiful souls that are depending on us?
Well, listen, I've had a couple writers who were thinking about throwing in the towel. And as I said to them, if you do, they win.
Right.
I know how discouraging the whole thing can be. It's awful. But what do we do? And as I said, I hit a writer's block. How do I handle this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bernie gave me some hope last night of how to handle it.
Well, what were some of the suggestions he had?
Looking at the fact, and you know, my good buddy, I don't know if you've had him on, Larry Pinkney.
No, we never managed to hook up.
Oh, dear. Well, Larry is always a very positive type. He keeps saying things are changing, and I keep saying, where, when?
Right.
Well, Bernie is saying the same thing. And if you look back, the changes that we've gone through in the last, 50-some years, that we can beat this down, too.
Of course, we did it in the 60s. The thing is, do people have the courage to do it now?
So what we need, the biggest problem is the whole damn educational system has been so corrupted to dumb people down.
Mm-hmm.
People gotta turn off their damn reality TV. And there's another thing. The airwaves belong to the people. We need to... which is not going to happen under Trump. You can bet your life on that.
Right.
We need to go back where they have to do public affairs programs to educate people. Not the stupid, news hour with he said, she said, and they go,
Right.
No. We got to start telling people the truth. We need some, remember CBS reports and NBC's white paper? We need more programs like that. We don't have them right now.
Well, that's...
people need to be educated about history, about civics, government, whatever you want to call it. We've got to bring them back. and especially the kids.
Right. Well, you know, on some levels, there are people that are doing that. And, you know, you remember in the 60s and 70s when we were talking about the environment, we used to say, you know, think globally, act locally.
Right.
And I think that still holds true. You know, get involved locally.
I say that all the time.
Right. But, Bev, I guess it's going to be another interesting year, and I hope I don't have to wait a whole year to get you back on the show.
Remember what the old Chinese curse is.
Well, may you live in interesting times.
Right.
Well, we're in interesting times. Thanks so much for joining me, and thanks so much for hanging in there. I know how hard it is to keep doing this work.
So, you take care.
You too, Bev.
All right.
Take care. Bev Conover, intrepidreport.com. Check it out. She's got great writers. We're all feeling the same thing. There is education out there. There are people like her, like myself, like Citizens for Legit Gov. We've been here since the beginning. We need your support. We need the support of others. Just tell other people about us. Get them over. The education's here, but we can't force people to take advantage of it. Anyway, thanks for supporting the show. I'll see you guys tomorrow when I'm back with the news.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.